Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hello, Nick. How
What's
are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Hi, Nick. We are doing great. Doing great. We just talked to Jim Trussell, former Ohio State head football coach, and obviously we were into the Notre Dame-Ohio State game that's coming up on Monday. Give me your thoughts on this game, and I mean, how does a national championship for college compare to like a Super Bowl when it comes to betting?
Well, nothing's like the Super Bowl, but it's obviously going to be a game with a massive handle coming up on Monday night with Ohio State and Notre Dame. And guys, the latest line movements in the game has actually been towards the underdog Irish, where Ohio State was close to a 10-point favorite at points. Now Ohio State is an 8.5-point favorite. So the Buckeyes are still big favorites in the game, but maybe it's a little less than some people thought this was going to be. Totals hanging out at 46.5. Now, I think I've said this with you guys recently. I have Ohio State to win the title. I have Ohio State over Notre Dame in the title game. It's called an exacta matchup that I placed a while back. So I'm sitting pretty here. I just need Ohio State to win. So I'm not going to bet the game. I have money on Ohio State already. My thought is, I think we're going to hear a lot of people make the case for Notre Dame keeping the game close leading up to kickoff on Monday night. And Notre Dame does have the better head coach. Like, Marcus Freeman, like, it looks like he could coach in the NFL at this point now. And, like, Ryan Day's done a nice job getting Ohio State to this point after the Michigan loss. But, I mean, I think even, like, the biggest Ohio State fan can admit, they probably hate Day because he lost to Michigan, that Freeman's the better coach, that Notre Dame can maybe keep the game close. I don't see it like that. I don't think this is going to be Georgia-TCU a couple years ago, like 65-7. I don't think that's what it's going to be. Like, Ohio State is as good as that Georgia team, I don't think, and Notre Dame's not as bad as TCU. But I do think this is going to be a double-digit win for the Buckeyes. I like Ohio State in the game. I think Ohio State's going to win the national championship.
What makes you say Marcus Freeman's a better coach than Ryan Day?
Well, I think, you know, when we look at the on the balance of Ryan Day's career, right? The idea of Ryan Day winning the big game has not really come to fruition. And Ryan Day for most of this season, and I think we could even point to the Texas game as being evidence of this as well. They're big favorites in that game. It's like Ryan Day is driving a Ferrari, and instead of like actually driving fast, he drives it, I don't want to insult, I don't know, what's like a crap, Ford Pinto, whatever. Like, he drives the car like it's not a Ferrari. And it felt like in the first two playoff games, right, against Tennessee and Oregon, he goes, oh, you know what? You know, we're in a Ferrari here, like, let's put the pedal to the metal. And they blew out Tennessee and they blew out Oregon. Unless we forget, and I don't, because I needed Ohio State to win against Texas, if Sark doesn't have his mental meltdown down by the goal line and call that ridiculous toss on second and goal, and then Sawyer doesn't have the strip sack and fumble return touchdown, like, that game's 21-21, and who the hell knows what happens from there. Like, and maybe Ohio State doesn't make it here. Now, compare and contrast with Notre Dame, right? A team that is obviously not as talented as Ohio State and now has found its way to the national championship game, lost to Northern Illinois early in the season, pulled itself off the mat from there, and has been awesome since then.
What kind of a coach at a big school like Notre Dame loses to a MAC school?
Well, sure, but that my counter to that would be, you are right about that. They lost early in the season and dominated everyone from there. I feel like you have an issue with my Marcus Freeman better than Ryan Day.
Actually, no, I don't. I think it's really interesting, though.
Oh, I mean, well, how about this for evidence? Does any NFL team want to talk to Ryan Day for their head coaching vacancy? NFL teams want to talk to Marcus Freeman. Like, that should be the end of the argument. Like, Ohio State's better. I want Ohio State to win. I win money if Ohio State wins. If you made me pick, like, a coach, one of those two guys, like, to save the universe, I'd take Marcus Freeman. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
If Ohio State blows out Notre Dame, does that make you change your mind?
Blow them out.
Well, what would make you change your mind?
Who put that program together?
I don't know. Money? This run, so there it is. We talked about this.
Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of a historic run though with the way they beat up on teams that are in the top 10 though. The guy's almost got 70 wins.
Like
he'll have his 70th win if they can win this game on Monday.
I think Ohio State. I don't want to turn this into Ryan Day sucks. That's not what I'm saying.
Too late.
But again, like,
it's because you're so adamant in the way you say it. That's why.
Well, I mean, but it's true.
But I'll be honest with you. It's what makes you great.
Because you
Listen.
People can disagree. Like, this, reasonable minds can disagree. I don't have to be right. I think I'm right about this. Ohio State's better than Notre Dame. Ohio State, and this is not an insult. Ohio State's the best team money can buy. That's not an insult. They're playing by the rules. Like, these are the rules. They're playing by them. They are fielding the best team. Period. Right? So it's not an anti-Ohio State thing. But who's a better actual football coach? Like, to all the Ohio State fans out there that are listening, I want your team to win. You all were ready to run this guy out of town with pitchforks when they lost to Michigan in the season finale. And now, because of what's happened here, now it's all of a sudden, this guy's the reincarnation of Jim Tressel or Woody Hayes? Like, come on. Like, sorry. Like, that's not what this is. They're the best team. They should win. He's not the best coach. I think all of those things can be true. That's my opinion. Reasonable minds can disagree.
That's why we love you, man. That's why we love having you on the show. Oh, all right.
Like, does anyone think Ryan Day is as good a coach as Urban Meyer or Jim Tressel or Woody Hayes? Does anyone think that?
I just think they're different coaches. I just think Ryan is in a no-win situation in some of this stuff. And I listen to him every week. I mean, you could sit here and say, well, Marcus only had 10 guys on the field the last time they played Ohio State, too. How does that happen, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that cost them a game against Ohio State. So
that is very fair. And also, Notre Dame was how many point underdog in that game and could have won potentially at the end?
Right, and then you could take the argument when Ohio State beat Miami in the national championship, what kind of an underdog? And so that makes Tressel a big... I get it. I actually have no problem with what you're saying. I just love the way you say it. Because it's just the conviction you have on all that is amazing. But then,
very Menegan-like.
Yeah, it's very Menegan-like. It's awesome.
I don't know who
though.
Menegan is, but I feel like I would like him.
It's
like
Dan.
Him. It's me,
Dan.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's Dan. Yeah,
it's me.
I never knew your last name, but Dan, I like that very much. Yes.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the NFL.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you going over, by the way, in the game on Monday?
If I had to, I would bet the over in the game. But okay. Like I said, I need Ohio. I would very much like for Ohio State. That my rooting interest is Ohio. I just need they can win. There's not the BCS. I need Ohio State to win by one or by 70 or anywhere in between, and I will be a very happy camper on Monday night.
Let me give you one other one on Monday night, too. Because it's a national championship game, but I can't imagine they're anywhere near it. How do prop bets get blown up in a game like this? I can't imagine it's like the Super Bowl, but I'm just curious.
No, not like blown up, no. But yeah, like for the average college football game, there's not a ton of interest, but I'm on BetMGM right now.
Uh-huh.
So you could bet the receiving yards for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players. This is an NFL prop menu that you have for the national title game on Monday night. So yes. Now, I don't think the volume will be as high, obviously, compared to the Super Bowl, but like you can bet like Aeneas Williams for Notre Dame. How do you pronounce the Scott, the Samoan guy on Ohio State?
Yes.
The guy with the long hair?
Yeah, the tight end, yes.
Who if they threw the ball to him one more time against Texas, I was going to throw something into that. That's why Ryan Day sucks. Because they have all these NFL wide receivers that were throwing to the ball to this tight end who runs a 5-2-40.
They couldn't get the ball to Jeremiah Smith. He only had 3 yards in the game. I was just like, wow, they did that without being able to get the ball to Smith.
Yeah, it's almost like the coach isn't that great. Everyone thinks Jeremiah Smith is Randy Moss incarnate. One catch for 3 yards in the biggest game of the season. How does it make sense?
They just need to get the ball near him, and the kid can catch the ball. That's how good he is. All right, let's talk about the NFL, because I got a lot of folks that are hanging on for your word on this. Walk me through the weekend. Let's talk Texans-Chiefs. What do you think of this game?
All right, so I think the Chiefs are going to win. I like Kansas City as a teaser leg. There is currently no other leg to pair them with. So if people want to tease, I'll be very quick on this. If you want to tease games in the NFL, the rule of thumb, you want to capture 3 and 7. So you win on both numbers. You do that with Kansas City, 8.5 down to 2.5. So if the Chiefs win by 7, you win. And if they win by 3, you win. The two numbers that land the most. Now, as of right now, there's no other leg to pair them with. Detroit was available earlier in the week. Baltimore was available earlier in the week. Now the Ravens are favored. So if we see the Commanders get bet, which won't happen, you could tease Detroit to 2.5. I would like that. If the Ravens go back up to +1.5, I would tease them. As it stands right now, likely, if I had to bet the game, actually, I'd take the points with Houston. I think it's likely to be like a Chiefs, let's say like 7-point win, 4-point win, something like that. I don't think the Chiefs will blow them out. If I had to bet, I would take the points with Houston. I think the Chiefs will win and advance to the AFC title game.
Is there anybody that you think, okay, this is the team that nobody's thinking of is going to win the Super Bowl out of the remaining teams, but you would think might be a decent wager?
Well, I'll tell you guys, and there's a way to bet this. I disagree with what I'm about to say. I like Kansas City. A lot of smart people that I deal with and talk to, people that like win money betting, which doesn't mean that this bet's going to win. Just like my ears perk up when people say this stuff to me. And I am on the other side here. I like Kansas City. A lot of really smart people think Baltimore is going to win, that this is going to be the Ravens' year. Now, Baltimore's +450 to win the Super Bowl. In lieu of that, I would rather bet Lamar Jackson +550 to win Super Bowl MVP. And I would say anyone out there listening, if you think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl, you agree with what I said there with those people, their opinion, and I would bet your Ravens Super Bowl MVP stuff now, because if they get there, they will have beaten the Bills in Buffalo and the Chiefs in Kansas City. They will be huge favorites against whoever they play. Not like huge. If they play Detroit, they're not going to be a huge favorite. They'll be favored. And all these prices are going to get nuked. So if Baltimore would be my answer, they're the fourth choice on the board. And instead of betting Baltimore to win, I would take the better price and bet Lamar to win MVP.
All right. Nick, we're running out of time here. So just quick, tell me the winner. I just want who you like in these games real quick. Commanders, Lions.
Lions will win. I'm not going to bet the game. I think that Washington could potentially backdoor the game. No bet for me there. If you are going to bet Lions team total over. I think they could score 40.
Rams, Eagles.
I'm going to bet the over in the game, guys. I want it to come down to 43.5. It's at 44 right now. So over 43.5, pending no terrible weather. There is some potential snow expected in both games coming up on Sunday. So let's just make sure the wind's not going to be terrible. My sense is the Eagles will get bet in between now and kickoff. I would be more apt to take a big number with the Rams than lay it with Philadelphia. So let's say like Rams +6.5 would be a bet for me. Make me pick the winner of the game. I think Philly wins a close one.
All right, we got to roll. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
And just real quick, yeah. I think the Ravens will beat Buffalo on Sunday. That is my favorite bet of the week. I love the Ravens. I think they might win by 10. I feel very strongly that the Ravens will beat the Bills, and then I think Kansas City will beat Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. But again, like my favorite NFL bet for this weekend is Ravens to beat Buffalo on Sunday afternoon.
How about that? Say goodbye, my friend.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And let's go, Ohio State. Let's go, Buckeyes. And let me tell you, Ryan Day in the pantheon of great coaches if we win this game coming up on Monday night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.